Thank you, Mr. Chair. And at the outset, my delegation thanks you and your team, as well as the panelists and our interpreters, for all your remarkable work and tireless work you have done in preparation for this session and during this session. And we also thank you in advance for the wrap-up work you still have to do and in preparation for our next session. Portugal fully shares the assessment, Mr. Chair, that you have made this afternoon about this week's discussions. We feel that this was a very fruitful, very collaborative session, and we appreciate the active engagement of all delegations in the room, including those of civil society. Mr. Chair, because the hour runs late, my delegation wishes to reiterate a single point that we have made throughout this week, which is that international law, including international humanitarian law, applies to outer space and in outer space. Arguing that this group should refrain from discussing certain issues, such as international humanitarian law, defeats the purpose of this OEWG and the added value it brings in relation to the work of previous groups on outer space activities. Hoping that an armed conflict never happens in outer space is not enough. Responsible behaviors relating to IHL obligations that are applicable during peacetime can and should be discussed in this group. Furthermore, space objects already play an important part in current armed conflict. So even if a prohibition of weapons in outer space is reached, states and humanitarian actors will still have to deal with the consequences that certain acts regarding those space objects in space, already in orbit, can have in persons and objects protected under IHL. So Portugal again underlines that discussing the application of IHL rather than its applicability should be our collective focus in this group, and it's instrumental in building confidence and transparency and in promoting responsible behaviors. Mr. Chair, in conclusion, Portugal looks forward to the next session of this OEWG, and we thank you for your intelligent guidance and for your good humor. And we hope that the Chair and all delegations remain this motivated in this cooperative and inclusive process.